What if the browser antitrust critics are wrong? The What If We're Wrong examination this week turns on the near-consensus Hacker News view that Google's manifest V3 migration is anti-competitive conduct dressed in technical justification. The strongest counter-argument begins with taking the security rationale seriously. The old extension model gave extensions sweeping power over network requests, the ability to intercept, read, and modify any traffic, with effectively no oversight from the browser itself. Malicious extensions in the Chrome Web Store were a documented recurring problem. Browser hijackers, credential stealers, and adware all deployed through the extension system. MV3's declarative model, where extensions declare filtering rules rather than executing arbitrary code against network requests, genuinely reduces that attack surface. A change can benefit a company in commercially convenient ways while still being technically legitimate. Proving anti-competitive intent requires showing the anti-competitive purpose was dominant, not merely present. The weakest point in that defense, however, is the specificity of the design choices. uBlock Origin's author has documented which exact constraints in the MV3 specification, particularly limits on the number of declarative filtering rules, break sophisticated blocking and are difficult to justify on security grounds alone. If those specific parameters cannot be explained by security requirements, the purely technical defense erodes. The signal to watch, if the antitrust framing is wrong, would be meaningful improvements in ad blocking effectiveness on Chromium browsers through mechanisms other than reverting to MV3. Browser-level blocking, improved MV3 specifications, or privacy-preserving advertising standards that reduce the stakes of the blocking question. If none of those materialize over the next 2 years while Firefox's market share climbs as the only effective ad-blocking browser, the argument that the outcome was unintentional becomes harder to sustain. Discovery of internal Google communications around the specific rule count decisions, if litigation proceeds, will likely be the most important factual question.